Jim Ratash of Colin Farrell or Anne Shaw. Anne Shackton Shaw, Air Rulia Bulia, Ike Kedin, Shark, Gia Hot Bay, Mihal O'Doherty, August Akarja Bios Studio, Lahai Kyologus Crack, August Suzanne E. Gallagher, Torch Queen, Drudaska Ur, Healing Hands. Rulia Bulia, Shark, Gia Art, Biggie Lynn, Ike Kedin.
Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main news bulletin at 5 o'clock. Coming up in the next half hour, Gardaí in North Donegal are investigating after packages believed to contain drugs washed up on the coast. A Donegal senator is calling for the investment of dark shorts for ladies' Gaelic teams is a no-brainer. There is reasonable grounds for concerns in relation to the physical or sexual abuse of 21 past or current residents at a nursing home run by the HSC. And it's feared a rise of TB among animals in Donegal may be due to an increase in deer numbers. These stories in full, plus more to come. Oisin Kelly will be live with the latest in sport at 5:15. First in news, Gardaí in North Donegal are investigating after packages believed to contain drugs washed up on the coast. Officers say they contain a controlled drug, but didn't say which. The substance will be analysed by Forensic Science Ireland. A Donegal senator is calling for funding under the Sports Capital and Equipment Programme to be allocated up to a pilot programme in Ardrath that would see the ladies' Gaelic team wearing dark coloured shorts. Senator Eileen Flynn says the investment would give women the confidence to play when they're on their period. She says it's a no-brainer.
The LGFA is underfunded at national level, and really it's to look at the practical changes we can make as a society. And here in Ardrath, I know that the women would be interested to have the first pilot programme in Ireland that if they want, they can use and wear their dark shorts. And for me personally, it's absolutely a no-brainer where women can play and feel comfortable playing and to normalise the dark shorts.
It's a very simple solution to something that would put off a lot of female players.
Yeah, is playing in the bright shorts, and then of course the whole whoever is watching the game would know that you're in your period if you're the only woman on the team that's wearing dark colour shorts. So again, it's really not to single women out or make women feel less when they're playing. And again, just to make the point that the LGFA is very underfunded at a national level as well, especially in rural Ireland, and we see it here in Ardrath where the women are treated less than the men.
There are reasonable grounds for concern in relation to the physical or sexual abuse of 21 past or current residents at a nursing home run by the HSC. That was one of the findings of a safeguarding team which was investigating the home after a serious sexual assault on a resident in April of 2020. Bernie Jameson reports.
Two separate investigations were carried out to review the circumstances surrounding the rape of a resident known as Emily in the HSE-run community home and the response and follow-up action of staff at the unit at that time. They were carried out by the National Independent Review Panel and the HSE's safeguarding team. The safeguarding team found reasonable grounds for concern relating to physical or sexual abuse in relation to 21 past or current residents and reported these concerns to the Gardaí. Safeguarding plans were then put in place. It also found there were concerns relating to the psychological abuse of two residents. These were managed by the HSE under safeguarding plans. The team also found grounds for concern in relation to missing sections of another resident's file, which have since been located. The HSE says it has a plan in place to implement the recommendations, including additional safeguarding training for all staff. HSE CEO Bernard Gloucester says he's appointed an external safeguarding expert, Jackie McElroy, to review both reports, conduct her own inquiries, and to ascertain whether further examination of individual records is needed to identify past harm.
SAILTA are reporting high attendance levels at the emergency department of Letterkenny University Hospital. 175 people attended the ED yesterday, resulting in 69 admissions. They say those presenting to the ED for routine and non-urgent treatment will experience very long waiting times. It is requested that out-of-hours GP services and pharmacies are considered before the emergency department as pressure on bed availability is ongoing. There's a warning that unless CCTV is installed in Letterkenny as a matter of urgency, someone will be killed. A number of serious violence assaults have taken place in the town in recent months in public areas, including a shopping centre and a car park. The Department of Justice has agreed to fund the rollout of CCTV in Letterkenny. However, Donegal County Council is awaiting approval from the Garda Commissioner's Office to proceed. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, who is chair of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee, says the increase in violent assaults in the town is putting Gardaí under extreme pressure.
We have seen an upsurge in violent assaults in and around the town on the main street, main shopping areas, major car parks, and we have an application now for almost 2 years for CCTV, and sitting on the Commissioner's desk, and I've asked the Council here today to put a bit of urgency into it, and maybe that we'll write again to the Commissioner and point out the recent difficulties we have, because we need a deterrent for this, and we need a system that's going to help and assist the Gardaí who are sorely depleted. They haven't got the resources that they need. They have foot patrols on every street in Letterkenny. So CCTV, I believe, would be a good deterrent and would help the Gardaí detect and prosecute those responsible for these violent crimes.
And particularly as we have seen them happening in such public areas.
Yeah, look, it's damaging the retail image of this town. This town has so much to offer as regards retail. It's people of the town are not feeling safe anymore, and that's not good. And what I'm hearing on the street is that we need more Gardaí. If we can't get more Gardaí, then the least we can do is put in more CCTV that's going to assist the Gardaí in their work and their job to prosecute these people.
The Taoiseach says Ireland will stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Leo Varadkar made the pledge during a surprise visit to Kyiv to meet President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Taoiseach tweeted to say he came face to face with the horror inflicted by Russia's forces. He made a commitment to President Zelensky and to the people of Ukraine that Ireland will continue to offer practical as well as political backing. President Zelensky thanked the Taoiseach and the people of Ireland for welcoming Ukrainian refugees.
I thank you. I wanted to thank you and to your government and your people for hosting. Warm hosting of our refugees. That is the first, and I know that you gave a lot of help, support, financial, humanitarian aid, and etc. is very, very important. And during the war, of course, we count on our friends. We are happy to recognize that you are our partners and friends.
It's feared a rise of TB among animals in Donegal may be due to an increase in deer numbers. At today's Donegal County Council's agriculture meeting, the local authority was urged to make representations to the Department of Agriculture with a view towards putting measures in place to curb the rise in the number of deer in Donegal, which is said to have become a more widespread issue. Calls have been made for an early deer cull. Cathaoirleach of Glenties Municipal District Councillor Michael McClafferty says more action is urgently needed by government.
Deer, badgers, etc. are two known carriers of TB that we're aware of. So I don't believe, no more than other people there this morning, believe either that it's right or proper at the minute that we have deer, possibly thousands of them for all we know, running up and down, over and back through our country here at the minute, through our county. There's no regulation, there's no registration of them. You can go with your cows tested and you look out over the wall then beside you and they're 5, 10, 15 deer beside you down the field, potentially bringing in TB to your field, to your sheds, to your land. They're getting that cheeky now. They're going into the slatted houses now, into the cow sheds and eating the silage along with the cows. This is crazy, crazy stuff. And yet, the state are lying back in the whole thing. They are not taking in hand what is going on here. And it's not good enough. In our county, now, Donegal, we have an increase in the amount of TB. There has to be measures taken place here. I've asked today again for the Agriculture Committee there to write to the department and / the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnell. I've written to Charlie myself as well and I'm waiting a word back from him as well. What is his intention of implementing a policy regarding the deer for Donegal? This cannot be allowed to go on. The very, very worrying fact here now, as today, as the straw that broke the camel's back, the TB is on the increase in Donegal. Sadly, it is on the increase. Talk is not going to solve the problem, but action will. And that's what I believe, Michaela, is needed now is action, because it's totally, clearly out of control, Michaela, sadly.
A new TUSLA premises has been officially opened in Buncrana within the new primary care centre in the town. The launch was attended by Dr. Niall Muldoon, Ombudsman for Children, who commended the environment of the building. Office spaces for staff will be provided, as well as meeting, interview and conference room facilities and state-of-the-art family access rooms. It will accommodate the full range of TUSLA services, including child protection and welfare, fostering, children in care and prevention, partnership and family support. Gardaí are continuing to investigate all the circumstances surrounding the discovery of a body in Monaghan town. A man's body was found at a house in the town centre yesterday and has since been removed from the scene. Gardaí say a post-mortem examination will take place at a later date. Cathaoirleach of Monaghan County Council, David Maxwell, says it's a very sad day for the area.
I want to offer my condolences to the family of the person who's deceased, and we'll know more in the next number of days. I believe there's a post-mortem to take place. The Gardaí then will decide which way the investigation goes. Hopefully there was no foul play, and it's just a tragedy for the person and for their family, and we have all our sympathies with his family and his extended family.
Allstate's managing director has confirmed that there will be a number of job losses in the Northwest. At a recent meeting, Dr. Stephen McKeown would not quantify how many of the company's 700 workforce across Strabane and Derry would be impacted, but he said enhanced redundancy packages or retraining opportunities would be offered. West Tyrone MLA Melisha McHugh has welcomed clarification from Allstate amid concerns over the future of the company in the region.
Stephen McKeown reassured me that it is at a minimum that the redundancies will be in the Northwest region, and having pursued him on that whilst he wouldn't put an actual figure on it, but he reiterated that yes, definitely it's only going to impact on a minimum of the people who work in this area.
That will surely settle a lot of worried minds, as this has been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm sure it will do. He also sort of outlined to us just the sort of enhanced redundancy package, and that they'd hope to provide, we'll say, two workers that would be impacted in this respect, and the opportunity for upskilling and retraining on the part of other workers and that as well too, who may be, we'll say, moved on to different jobs and that within the organisation itself. So as I say, all of that was reassuring, and we asked him too that if he would keep us totally informed, as we not only needed that information for ourselves, but also that it was so important for his own workforce that they were totally informed as well too in the whole process, that allowed them to feel a whole lot more comfortable in terms of their own jobs and maybe how it is that they map out their own future.
The time is 12 minutes past 5. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be back with the latest in sport.
Marie, we're going to start with international football. Denise O'Sullivan will start for the Republic of Ireland against Australia in tomorrow's World Cup opener in Sydney. The Cork midfielder has been passed fit after recovering from a leg injury. That game kicks off at 11 a.m. tomorrow Irish time. Joint hosts Australia are one of the fancied teams at the tournament. Donegal striker Amber Barrett feels the Irish underdog can cause Australia problems.
Yeah, I think the biggest advantage is that, you know, we're playing against the home nation. Everybody thinks it's going to be, everything is going towards Australia, and that there's nothing towards us that's going to be, you know, we've said it 100 times, we don't have any pressure really. We feel like, you know, nobody's really given us a massive chance to beat them on Thursday, and of course, you know, we have to be realistic with everything we do. But I think this Irish team has proven before that, you know, we love the underdog tag, and look, we're going into the game with a solid game plan behind us, knowing that we trust the players around us and trust the players coming off the bench that they're going to do a job, and after that it's football and anything can happen.
Big day ahead for the Irish tomorrow. There's more from Amber Barrett on our website, highlandradio.com. Elsewhere, Aoife Mannion, who missed the World Cup because of injury, has signed a contract extension at Manchester United. And staying on the transfer front, Matt Doherty's on the verge of rejoining Wolves. The Republic of Ireland wingback was a free agent after a short-term deal with Atletico Madrid came to an end. He's currently undergoing a medical with the club. And Andre Onana has arrived at Carrington for his Manchester United medical. The Inter goalkeeper will cost the Premier League club an additional €51 million, but that fee could rise to 55. Shamrock Rovers will learn of their Conference League opponents tonight. The losers of the Champions League qualifier involving KI of the Faroe Islands and Fenerbahçe of Turkey will face Rovers in the second qualifying round. Currently, that tie is scoreless as they head to the second leg this evening. Also in European qualification tonight, Irish League champions Larne are taking on HJK Helsinki, with the Irish side trailing there by a goal to nil ahead of game two. In Gaelic games, Donegal will meet Leitrim in the All-Ireland Ladies Minor C Championship semi-final this evening. The venue is Lisnaskee and it has a 7:30 throw-in.
Westmeath and Waterford will contest the other semi-final. Replays are back in the Tyrone Championship following a decision by the CCC to end its finish on the day protocol, but only after the first round. Extra time and penalties have been deployed for the last three seasons. The Red Hands series maintains its traditional straight knockout format, one of just a few counties in Ireland to do so. Championship begins in the Red Hand County on September 21st. But here in Donegal, there is one game this evening, and it's in Division 4 of the All-County League, with Glenswally facing Éireann Ballyshannon. Well, golf's Open Championship starts tomorrow. The 151st Open Championship gets underway at Royal Liverpool in Hoylake. Cameron Smith is the defending champion after holding off the challenge of Rory McIlroy at St Andrews last year, where the Irishman did win his first Open Championship at the course in Liverpool back in 2014. Another Irishman playing is Seamus Power. He will tee up for the opening two rounds with Padraig Harrington and Taylor Gooch. Power is beginning to see an improvement in his game before being forced out of last week's Scottish Open with a hip injury.
A game feels really good. You know, it was, I came out early in the year and it was just off, and then you're just trying to find it, like, little by little, kind of. It's just you don't have a lot of time off, so you're kind of playing and still trying to figure it out. So it was just a little bit slower. But yeah, John Deere was very cool. Like, I haven't had stretches like that for a while, probably since last year. So it was nice to see. That's, I always, for at least for my own game, I know I'm getting close when I'm stringing together birdies and good stretches like that. And that was disappointing with last week because I like the course and stuff. But yeah, it feels like the game continues to feel very good, like, this week now. So, like I said, really looking forward to it.
Coverage of the Open Championship is in association with Hal Penny Golf, top brands, best prices. Now, in cycling, Jonas Vingegaard has extended his lead in the yellow jersey with just three racing stages of the Tour de France remaining. Today's 17th stage was won by Felix Gall, with Vingegaard coming home in fourth. Tadej Pogačar came home 5 minutes behind Vingegaard, with the Dane now leading by 7 minutes and 35 seconds as they head for the final stretch. Meanwhile, Vingegaard's team, Jumbo-Visma, has attempted to quell some speculation about his performances. They say the Dane has undergone four anti-doping tests in the last 2 days, including one before today's stage. Finally, in cricket, Stuart Broad took a 600 test wicket for England today. A short time ago, in the opening day of the fourth Ashes test, Australia were 255 for the loss of seven, having been put in to bat first. And that's your sport, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Four concerts planned for Derry's Ebrington Square have been thrown into jeopardy after permission was withdrawn by a Stormont department due to possible legal action. The NI Executive Office says previous approval granted for the events planned for August was withdrawn as it faces a threat of legal action by a third party if they go ahead. It is understood the objector is a tenant in Ebrington Square. Foyle MLA Gary Middleton, speaking on today's 9 till noon show, says the concerns raised centre around the period of notice given for the concerts.
Yeah, so effectively in recent days, the promoters received a letter from the executive office stating that the approval that they had originally received actually would be withdrawn. That was based on the threat of legal action against the executive office. So unfortunately, that is the case now. What we've been advising ticket holders or those who purchased tickets for the events is to wait until they hear from the promoters. The executive office have said, and we know that conversations are still ongoing to try and ensure that these events can go ahead. But unfortunately, for some of those, particularly the event which is due to happen in 2 weeks' time, it now looks that it's going to be, unfortunately, too late for them.
Who is objecting, Gary?
The letter doesn't name the particular party. However, we know that it's a tenant at Ebrington Square. And in fairness to that particular tenant, which is the Ebrington Hotel, they have made it very clear that they themselves are not against events happening, whether now or in the future. However, they do have concerns about particular issues, such as awareness of when these events are taking place and proper notice as well, so that they can plan going forward. But I think that in all of this, it's important that whatever process is in place, that it's robust enough to ensure that, you know, we don't have a situation where just a matter of weeks from events happening that they can be prevented from happening at such short notice.
113 complaints have been lodged in Donegal with the ISPCA this year. The statistics come as the Animal Protection Charity are appealing for more donations amid a crisis in the sharp rise of animal cruelty in Ireland. €100,000 has been donated so far. However, they say more is needed to cope with the post-pandemic surge in cases. The cost of a pint is set to rise from mid-August. Diageo, which makes up Guinness, Hop House 13 and Carlsberg, says it'll increase the cost by 4 cent per pint. The Vintners' Federation of Ireland say the move is poorly timed. Interim CEO Padraig Cribben says the increase won't affect just customers.
Publicans are under pressure from cost increases that are not related, as in, you know, as in energy and insurance, etc. So it'll be up to each individual publican to decide whether he or she will pass this on to the consumer. But it does smack of being out of touch with both the consumer and the customer in this case.
Looking to weather, there will be some bright or sunny spells and scattered showers, some possibly heavy this evening. Winds will be moderate and northwesterly in direction. Showers will become isolated in early tonight and some clear spells will develop. It will be rather cool overnight with lowest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees in mostly light northwesterly winds. To conclude this evening's headlines, Gardaí in North Donegal are investigating after packages believed to contain drugs washed up on the coast. A Donegal senator is calling the investment of dark shorts into ladies' Gaelic teams is a no-brainer. SAOLTA are reporting high attendance levels at the emergency department of Letterkenny University Hospital, and it's feared a rise of TB among animals in Donegal may be due to an increase in deer numbers. Those are the latest headlines. We'll be back again with the next news update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, July 19th. The death has taken place of Patrick Pat McDade Shan, Temple Moyle, Culdaff. Pat's remains will leave Liam Collins' funeral premises, Carndonagh, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to his home. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Pat's Requiem Mass will take place on Saturday at 2 p.m. in St. Patrick's Church, Ochaclay, Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Motor Neuron Ireland or the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Noreen McShane, Brina Letterkenny, and formerly of Mina Totten Dunlow. Remains reposing at her late residence from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. this evening and from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Friday at 11 a.m. in St. Columba's Church, Glen Swilly, with burial afterwards in the family plot, Kilfeek Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the parish website. All inquiries to Con McDade Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Francis Graham, Summerhill, Donegal Town, County Donegal. Funeral service in Killymard Parish Church at 2 p.m. on Friday, followed by burial in Lahey Parish Graveyard. House private to family and close friends only, please. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Lena McBride, née Finlay, for Mount Carmel View, Strabann, and formerly of Claddy, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 11:25 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Ellen Doherty, née Doherty, 8 Pierce Garden, Strabann, and formerly of Cavendacore, Ballindrate, Lifford. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Danny Sharkey, Ella Beg Byrne Foote, retired principal of St Angus National School Bridge End and former presenter on Highland Radio. Reposing at Murphy's funeral home today and tomorrow from 4 o'clock until 10 o'clock and on Friday afternoon from 3 o'clock with removal at 6 p.m. to St Angus Church Burt to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Danny's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.